Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And for my Georgia friends, you know it's a shock to play that song, but I have to honor my guests. And my guest, who is Dr. Mark Sperryberry, who the title of his show is Sit, Stay, and Listen. So I'm taking orders. I'm going to sit, stay, and listen, even if it's Sweet Home, Alabama. Because we're going to talk about Pensacola's Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Plain Stay Boarding and Daycare. Sit, stay, and listen, y'all. So that's what I'm going to do.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I've got a degree at Ole Miss and one at Florida.
I know.
So.
Why are you picking Sweet Home, Alabama, you know, for goodness sake?
I think when I was a kid is the first one that a song, the entry was the first song
I
learned
song.
When I was a kid.
Say?
So what can I say?
I know. It's a great song. I love that song.
I was just feeling
still.
It, you know.
But I had to laugh. I said, I just want to make it clear. I don't always pick the songs. The guests pick the songs. So for my Georgia friends, there you go.
Well, you know, everybody kind of text or write in or call and let us know what they want to hear. I mean, I'm open for that. And,
yes.
And call us or text in some questions today. I've got three or four things I want to cover. I'm kind of been thinking about for a little bit. Usually I'm playing this right off the cuff. You know, I just come in and say, okay, let's talk about, you know, but I've been actually thinking about this a little bit.
Oh,
so
good. Well, this is the expert panel, and Dr. Mark Sperryberry is an expert on taking care of animals, of course, many years with his practice. So if you have a question this morning, especially right now because of the season change, and you might be wondering about your pet's behavior or something that doesn't seem right, text in your question at 850-437-1620. So before we get started, on a serious note, tell us a little bit about your background. You mentioned your degrees, but you've been doing this a long time.
Yeah, 30. I grew up Northeast Mississippi, around where Elvis and Tammy Wynette's from, and went to Ole Miss for, you know, hotty toddy. Got a pharmacy degree there, practiced for a few years in the East Tennessee Mountains. Moved to Florida, got married, went to vet school at University of Florida. And I've been out for 31 years.
Wow.
Been in Pensacola 25 and love what I do. Fortunately, my wife passed away about 3 years ago suddenly, and that changed my outlook on life. And I decided I'm paying off everything, and I'm going to just not be worried about anything, concerned, do what I love, try to help as many people as I can. Because, you know, when you leave this earth, Meg, you know, all you have is God and what people think of you and your friends and your family. And
you've heard me say it. I say it every day. Love now.
Yes.
This is the time.
Yeah, she fell, and Kim fell, and she's a lot. The reason I bring it up, she's a lot of who I am today, and I'm so thankful for her.
Yeah.
And, but she fell and had a history of falling, but fell, and it was the end of her life then, so she died the next day. So with that being said, you know, God bless everyone and love everyone. Pets are, you know,
they're our family.
Dog is, you know, God
family.
Spelled backwards, you
yes,
know.
They
so
are. There's no question about
you know,
that.
Obviously, God probably has dogs his favorites too. So, anyway, want to talk about this heat thing, y'all. I mean, it's not like we had great weather, Meg, and then all of a sudden,
it's just,
boom.
Yes.
Boom.
Very much so.
It's unbelievable how hot it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, couple, three things. I saw something posted, and I'm not sure this is true, but it really makes sense to me. If you can put your hand on the pavement for 7 seconds and you're okay with it, you're probably okay with your dog walking around on it. And I thought that was...
That's smart, actually.
Yeah,
that makes
so,
a lot of sense because we don't often think of our dog's little paws on the hot pavement.
So I went out and did it. And yeah.
I got a ticket to see that.
Yeah. I put my hands down and my staff said, "What on earth are you doing?" I'm holding the earth down. Anyway, nonetheless, so you be very cognizant of that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, never, ever, no dogs, children, anything in a hot car. I mean, of course, we have not had a case of that yet, but we will have a case sometime, one or two cases this year on that. And many times everything was all right eventually, but sometimes it doesn't end well.
No, it's not good.
Because when their temperatures get 106, 107, 102 is normal for a cat or dog. But when it gets to 107, 108, that they're not coming back from that. Usually.
Mm-hmm.
So if for some reason you think your dog's gotten a little overheated outside, you know, just not cold water, but cool water, you know.
Yeah, so what would be the best thing to do? You had your dog in the backyard and suddenly you realized maybe something's not quite right.
Yeah, panting, lethargic, not very responsive. You know, get them in a cool water bath until you can get them to the veterinarian, okay?
Oh, that's smart. Okay.
Cool water bath.
Yeah.
And, you know, I tell people, you know, we get our thermometers from, you know, just a little, you know, local pharmacies and corporate pharmacies here. And, you know, just we get a bunch of them, or my wonderful employee, Chelsea, is a head nurse, and she does all my ordering. She'll get it from a vendor, whatever. And keep one around the house. Put the dog's name on it so you don't go, like, put it in your in your kid's mouth or someone else's. So, but, and then, you know, if it's 103, 103 and a half, you know, that's okay because they've been out playing, running. But if it's more than 104, 105, and they seem to have, you know, lethargy, not very responsive, seem confused, you got to get them cooled off.
Right. Okay. Okay. Is a hose okay? I mean, just water them down with a hose if you have one or something like that?
You can. You know, they don't have sweat glands except on their paws. Okay.
Talk about that a little bit. I've heard that so many times, and I go, what?
Well, they don't. They don't
so
have
that's
sweat
why the
glands.
Panting.
The panting's their air conditioner. Okay. You can imagine if we were walking around panting
please.
All the time, you know?
I'm so grateful. That'd be a nightmare.
Anyway, so just I think some common sense here, folks. Y'all know this. I mean, all y'all out there have pets, and you know, you're listening to the show. I appreciate all of you listening and calling in and writing in, you know, questions and things. Mm-hmm. So, but if you have any, please write and call in. A couple other things I want to talk about today. One is, and this happened to me personally. My niece had a lab that was 9, 10 years old, and Saturday a week ago, it was in my office on an emergency, and it was abdomen was full of blood, and it died. And so,
what happened?
So what happened was Moose. This is for Moose Davis, my niece and her husband. Wonderful dog. I mean, the dog was human. I mean, you talk to him, he looked like he's about to respond. You know, just answer. You know, you remember Mr. Ed, the talking horse back when we were a long time
now
ago.
We're dating ourselves. Yes, sir.
I mean, you thought he was only answer.
Well, yeah, but it was the guy. Oh, I'm Mr. Ed. Yeah. Yes.
I don't remember that though. Okay. All right. Okay. So I'm not that old. So anyhow, anyway, he had been playing with his my nephew and niece have Max's, her husband and Max's brother Sailor has a little golden retriever puppy, and he had been outside playing a lot over the previous weekend. Well, you know, any dog over 9 has some degree of arthritis, and Moose did have that. And so, you know, I checked him. I went over to the house. They live down the street from him. Went over there and checked his, you know, he's a little sore. He's having trouble getting up and stuff. So, okay, well, it's probably just a little bit of arthritis. So after a couple of days, you know, he's doing all right. He was back to normal, doing okay. Then on Saturday morning, she said, you know, my Rachel called and said, you know, he's just not normal. Mm. And, I mean, so we'll send me a picture of his gums because I knew what this was, I thought. And his gums were white. So got him into the office. He was extremely anemic and x-rayed him. He had some fluid in his abdomen. I did a little belly tap, they call it, where you take a little needle and a little syringe. It was nothing but blood.
Oh, gosh.
Correct. And he had some, got some chest x-rays. And I had a buddy of mine out of New Orleans, Alan Raff, Dr. Alan Raff. He's a port specialist in critical care medicine. Sent the films to Alan just to get a second opinion, you know, when his family, you know. Mm-hmm. And so want Alan's opinion. And he comes to the office a couple times a month just for ultrasounds because I do a lot of cancer work there at the office and see a lot of crazy stuff. So but he says, yeah, it looks like he's got some mets to the chest. So after he passed away, with my niece and nephew's permission, we made a little incision in his abdomen, and he had a splenic in his spleen, a hemangiosarcoma, which is awful. It had ruptured.
Oh.
It wasn't a very big tumor, Meg. I mean, I've seen them come in as big as basketballs, you know, and not rupture, but this was a very small the spleen had multiple tumors, but one had ruptured and was bleeding out very slowly. And so what I want to talk about on this, and I've had
four. How would you know that?
Well, you don't.
Pet owner.
You don't. And so that's what I want to talk about is I've had four cases of this already this year.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a cause or something they're exposed to?
You know, who knows? I mean, if I knew the cause of cancer, I wouldn't be sitting here.
Well,
you know,
that's true.
Probably. But it's the kind of thing that I recommend this, and people would never do it, but. You know, what I recommend they do when they get about 6, 7 years old, take one little x-ray on the film. We just count it down. So, you know, people will do it. And I've done three. Two were on two golden retrievers, and a third was on my friend Mac, you know, the brown lab that comes in.
Yeah, Mac comes in here. Yeah, he's a radio guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Radio dog.
So Mac has a spleen that looks a little like Moose's did.
Oh, no.
Yes. So tomorrow, Alan Ralph from New Orleans is going to be in. I'm going to have him ultrasound. And if that liver, the spleen is looking like it has something in it, I'll be taking a spleen out tomorrow afternoon.
Wow.
And all. So, I mean, it's one of those things, guys, Pete, they can't tell you.
I know.
So we have to survey films.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll be glad. Come see me. I'll be glad to do it for you. Your veterinarian will be glad to do it. If you ask them for X-ray and they don't do it, you need to leave.
Find another one.
Come see me. Okay.
Yep.
And that happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people are busy. A lot of these corporate practices, they're only given 5 minutes to go in there and see something. You know, when you come to see me, I'm going to see you for 20 or 30 minutes or however long it takes. If it's a cancer appointment, we're going to be talking for an hour because
mm-hmm.
I want everybody to know exactly what I think is going to happen. And if you need me, I usually give cancer patient owners, my cell number. If they need me anytime, I'm there.
Right.
Okay. So that's a service we do at my office. I am paid. Everything I have is paid for. I own my office. I have a fabulous, very experienced staff. And we are there for this cancer thing. We're gonna keep beating it in the head until we beat it down and all. But the key, as in humans, you know, mammograms, prostate checks, all these things, early detection.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And pay attention. I would add, pay attention to the signs. I had my dog, we used to take him in a couple times a year, and he'd gotten older. It was 13 years old. And so I noticed that he was sleeping a lot, a little lethargic. He used to like to get up on the couch to be near me. Wasn't doing that anymore. Started going in the corner, which was unusual behavior, kind of isolating himself, and learned not too long after that. I finally took him into the vet, and he developed a cancer, which was too late to help him.
Right.
But I wasn't paying attention. I felt a little guilt because I didn't feel like I paid enough attention to the signs of that behavior.
Yes. Well, it
because they can't tell you.
Well, this at home, you know, Max and Sailor never had a dog. They'd always had cats.
Mm-hmm.
And their dad.
Very different behavior.
Scott and I grew up basically from the crib
mm-hmm.
in Mississippi. And then Scott lives here and has lived here for, you know, since in the 80s. And so those two boys, Sailor and Max Davis, are like my sons. They were young 25 years ago. Now I think they're in their 30s. They're married.
Yeah.
They have two dogs or one dog now, you know, mm-hmm. since Moose passed away. But I just want to say this is the Moose Davis show today, dedicated to my boy Moose. He was a great dog. And, you know, and Ann Sharpstein, who's mm-hmm. my publicist, who comes on every now and then with Mac, you know, I had to tell her this a couple of days ago. And, of course, I know she's concerned, and I am concerned, too. But we'll
say a little prayer for her.
Yeah, everybody out there, say a little prayer for Mac. Mac the knife, you know.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have Alan, my boy Alan, come and look at him tomorrow. Alan Ralph is fantastic.
We should have him on the show one time.
Yeah,
love to have him on.
We will. We do so much difficult stuff. I get a lot of referrals or people just come to see me because someone else hadn't figured something out.
Mm-hmm.
They hadn't had the time to figure it out because they're too busy doing shots and blah, blah, blah. And all that's important. But when your pets get older, they need, you know, some expert work. And I'm not a specialist, but I do a lot of it. And Alan Ralph is a specialist.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime I have him come over, I divert to him for certain things on things that I don't see as much as he does.
And I want to mention, too, that we've been talking a lot about dogs this morning, but you also take care of cats and kittens as well.
Yeah, we have.
And it is kitten season. So we've had a couple of our, as you know, I have the rescues come on to do Frisky Friday, mm-hmm. talking a lot about that.
Yeah. Well, you know, y'all adopted a cat.
Yes, we did.
Here at the shop. And
that all kind of happened when I was out, but our little kitty cat was found in the rafters of our building with some other kittens.
Guys, it's 6 weeks old. I think it's going to be a hellion. I'll just tell you that. I had a little exam out there in the waiting room and doing great. The staff here has done a fabulous job. I think that y'all got a couple, 3 weeks ago.
Very recently. It was when I was out. Yeah, it happened when I was out. So.
They did everything they needed
little
to
black
do.
Cat.
Yeah,
very
exactly.
Frisky.
Very, very frisky, very sharp nails. But I'm here to tell you, it's a cute, cute thing. I don't know if it's up for adoption here, Meg.
It's already been claimed by someone on the staff, I have to say.
So, fabulous.
And it is cat, you know, our sister station is Cat Country. So
that's right.
Right? Yeah. So it's not the first one, apparently, we've had here. So
yeah, there's a lot of them in town. I mean, we have them come up around down Davis. I'm down Davis Highway across from Bay's Farmer Market. And we have a couple that live outside that we caught fixed. You know,
right.
Checked them for AIDS and leukemia, checked, gave them some shots, and then we feed them. And they live outside, but they, you know, they're there.
Yeah.
And we're trying to do the responsible thing. But, guys, their cats can have a baby every 62 days.
I'm shocked. When I first heard that, I was just shocked.
Every 62 days. So. And so females, the males are, you know, the problem with the world, obviously. And,
no comment.
You know, and that's, you know, they need to be fixed, but, you know, the females do too, because
right.
you know they get pregnant, you know, and they're very fertile right after they have kittens.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, if you're listening now and just join us, talking with Dr. Mark Sprayberry, he's our expert this morning on the expert panel show. It's called Sit, Stay, and Listen. He is with the Olive Branch Pet Hospital, and they also have play and stay boarding and daycare. So if you've got a question, 850-437-1620. And my question for you, Doc, is that it's the summer months, and so folks are planning vacations and that kind of thing. Talk a bit about, you have a very special place where people can take care. I'm always wanting to go on vacation. I've want to take my pet with me, but sometimes if you are flying abroad or you're going across the country, it's not the smartest deal. So talk a bit about that in terms of how you take care of the animals at your place.
Well, the Play and Stay and Daycare have been, we've been boarding since I've been in town for 25 years, and then we were on Olive Road, and we had a flood back there in 2005, so I sold that and moved to this current location. It's 4.2 acres, about 13,000 square feet under roof that I've developed over the years. But we've been boarding for about almost 20 years there. I can't remember.
It's a lot of space.
Yes, it is. My office is about 5,000 square feet, and the rest of it, of the 13, 14,000, is that. We have the largest play yard. So if you have a dog that has ADHD, like myself, you have to get that energy out. And we have the ladies back there at the daycare and play and stay. They take them outside and they run them and play them and all. Now, they're very careful with this heat. Okay. They go out short periods of time, water available. They have little sprinklers back there for them to run under. I mean, there's a lot of activities back there with the daycare and the play and stay. The difference between me and a lot of some of the other places that popped up recently in the corporate realm is I am a veterinarian.
I have seen a lot of new places now.
I'm a veterinarian. I own it, and I am there if there's a problem. Okay. Now, we do take care of a lot of pets that have health problems, if they need medication and things of that nature, and then I'm there, and I'm available 24/7. Okay. So if there's an issue, I'm there. A lot of these places open up are franchises. People buy them just purely for the investment part. They'll hire people to work there. And then if there's a problem, heaven forbid, but it happens, then what are you going to do?
Right.
Well, I'm right there. I'm going to take care of it. So otherwise, you know, so it's always a question if there's an issue. Now, we service our clients, but we also serve anybody that wants to stay with us. A lot of my colleagues in town don't board anymore, so they just send them to me. And because they know I'm going to send them back to them, I'm not going to try take their client or do things or anything like that, like a lot of these other places do. So we're very, very good at what we do. We have a great staff. Got some specials. I want to talk a little bit just for a second about.
We got a few minutes left, so let's make sure we cover that.
Yeah, the daycare. You know, the daycare, we have the best prices in town. If you tell them you came, you know, heard the radio program, it's 10% off your first boarding.
Oh, so tell them you heard about it on Pep Talk.
Exactly. And if you come see me in my office, I've got a case coming in tomorrow and a referral from the radio show,
too. Oh, good.
I've had some cancer cases come in
good.
As well. So we try to treat you right and give you a little discount. But with the daycare and play and stay, today is Disney Photo Day at the daycare. Yeah.
I'm afraid to ask what that means.
Well, you know.
Is that Mickey Mouse hat?
All that.
Oh.
Yes, and all that. And, you know, check out our Facebook page and all the social media. It's going to be on there.
Okay. And that's Olive Branch, Pet Hospital and Stay, the Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare. So you can find them on Facebook.
Correct. So today's Disney Day. Tomorrow's half off baths.
Nice.
Tuesday's water day. That's where they get the sprinkler system, where they have it out all the time, but they get it out and they like let them just soak them down.
Can you come if you're a person and just run through it a couple times?
Well, that's what I do. And then next Thursday's bubble party, where they blow bubbles and they're playing.
How cute.
And then Friday's arts and crafts, so they finger they paw paint. I said I shouldn't say finger paint, paw paint. And all. So
I love this.
So one other thing is we raffle off free boarding daycare baths every month.
Uh-huh.
We got the best military discount in town.
Okay.
It's all those things. So please come check us out. We're a busy place, but we will make room for you and come see us.
And that's good for if you're going on vacation, but you might be a person that has a long work schedule, right? Yeah. And you don't want to leave your pet at home alone all day,
correct.
Particularly if you have an indoor-outdoor gate or something. You don't want them getting outside and being stuck out there all day.
Correct. We are 5 minutes from downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So we get a lot of attorneys, a lot of doctors are on Davis Highway along where we're at. And so we get a lot of those people and people that just, you know, my nephew, he travels quite a bit with his work,
right.
And sometimes he'll bring his little golden retriever to us. I call it Cujo, but her name's Kona. I don't know why. That's just what I do.
Once you get that in your mind, you can't go back, right?
You know, I say, well, everybody names the dog Kona. So I said, well, your name's going to be Cujo. But anyway, mainly just kind of aggravate him a little bit. But
yeah.
Appreciate everybody listening in. And
just to recap, talk a bit about those summer heat tips again.
Okay. Just be cognizant that outside, you know, they're 102 already, and then you've got, you know, the temperature now.
Mm-hmm.
Air conditioning system is they're panting. You've got to keep plenty of water out there. If they're an outdoor pet, they have some shade. If you can throw a fan up, that would be great too.
Mm-hmm.
You
don't leave them in your car
ever, or any enclosed space that doesn't have ventilation, because it will eventually, you'll be sorry. Also, one thing recently happened, I think everybody's heard about, that two small children fell in a pool and
drowned. Oh, gosh,
just
tragic.
Yes, yes. And very tragic, and I feel for the families. Be careful with your pets falling in with the pool, too.
That's true, too,
and be
of
careful,
course.
Be careful with pets along the shoreline,
mm-hmm.
on the bay and whatnot. There are creatures that will come out and grab your pet.
Mm-hmm.
And so just be careful. In other words, don't just make sure you're keeping an eye on them.
Supervised
if they're outside
swimming.
Yeah, yeah,
mm-hmm.
exactly. And teach them to swim, guys. I mean, dogs are dog paddling. That's where it comes from,
mm-hmm.
right?
What about cats? Do they swim?
Well,
I mean, I don't know anything about cats, so it might be a dumb question.
Well no, cats, I think they try. I mean, you know, they don't like water at all.
Okay, yeah.
I bathed my cat once, swear I'd never do it again. I never did.
Uh-huh.
And I hadn't bathed a cat since. My staff do it, but I don't. But, you know, and cats need are wonderful healers. I had one come in Monday night that we don't know what happened to it, but it smashed its mouth and nose and whatnot. But vitals were good. So came back yesterday to x-ray. No broken bones. Cat's doing great.
Mm-hmm.
So cats are the best healers I've ever seen.
Interesting.
Okay.
So,
but... yeah, I went over a lot of things today. If you have any questions and you couldn't get them in today or whatever, please just send them in to Meg, and she can get them to me, and I can give you a call. Be glad to do that. If you come see me or at the plan stay, be sure to mention the radio station.
Okay. And get that address and your contact info again.
Yes, 4220 North Davis Highway. It's across from Bailey's Farmers Market. My building is modern. It has a big copper top roof. You pull in, and there's a beautiful park out beside it that I own, and then there's the play and stand daycare in the back area of it.
Okay. And what's the website?
It's olivebranchpet.com, I think.
Close enough. We'll find you. Google it. Google Olive Branch Pet Hospital.
And by the way, I'm on TikTok doing videos and things like that. Check us out.
Good deal. Thanks so much, Dr. Mark Sprayberry. Always great to have you on the show.
Thank you. God bless.
You too. Okay, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I'm here Monday through Friday, 9 to 11, with a plethora of guests that come in every day. And for your day-to-day, remember a couple of things. Be kind to others, be gentle with yourself, and always, always remember to love now. Have a great day.
Local news.